And after Bernie Sanders won decisive victories this past weekend's Democratic caucuses in Alaska, Hawaii, and the state of Washington, some of his supporters took to Twitter with the hashtag Bernie Made Me White. It trended for hours. NPR's Sam Sanders reports they're aiming to shed some light on what the mix of Bernie Sanders supporters really is.
Leslie Lee III says he started the Bernie Made Me White hashtag for a simple reason.
There's always been these articles about how Bernie supporters are basically only white people.
Lee is black and a Sanders supporter. I talked to him via Skype. Lee says Sanders' wins in diverse states like Hawaii and Alaska prove that Sanders is winning minority support. But he says media coverage only talked about Sanders' white voters.
Myself and many other people of color who support Bernie Sanders feel like we get ignored. We get erased. It's assumed that the black vote, the Hispanic vote, is all behind Hillary Clinton, and none of us really get Bernie Sanders or like Bernie Sanders.
So Lee said,
hey, if you're going to ignore me as a black person, I might as well embrace my whiteness. You know, I might as well start watching Friends or enjoying pumpkin spice latte or whatever.
And the hashtag took off. One black supporter tweeted, ever since I started supporting Bernie, don't stop believing became my karaoke staple. A Latino supporter wrote, after I supported Bernie, I stopped rolling my R's when I speak in Spanish. Another, now the cops don't pull me over as much. And another, finally, I have white privilege. Okay, you get the drift. But in spite of that hashtag, in spite of those vocal Sanders supporters of color, even Bernie Sanders himself has admitted to doing poorly with minority voters. After he won only 14% of black voters in South Carolina's primary, Sanders said this.
We got decimated, George. We got decimated.
He was talking to George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. Sanders also said this to the LA Times editorial board.
Older African-American women, I think we found two in the country who voted for us.
So who's right? Are the so-called mainstream media correct when they say Sanders does poorly with minority voters? Or are the media doing a pretty bad job of telling the story of Sanders' existing minority support?
Well, I think looking at the exit polls, they're both correct.
That is Randy Brown of Edison Research. He also talked to me via Skype. Edison has done exit polls in 18 states so far this primary season. And Brown says Sanders is actually winning the minority vote if you look at a certain subset of it.
Among 17 to 29-year-old Hispanics, Bernie Sanders leads Hillary Clinton 66 to 34. Among African-Americans who are 17 to 29, Bernie Sanders is actually leading that group 51 to 48.
In other words, Sanders wins young Latino voters 2-1 and even has majority support among young black voters. Now, some caveats. Edison hasn't done exit polling in every state that's voted so far, and they did no exit polling in Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington State, the ones that held Democratic caucuses over the weekend. And there isn't enough data yet to draw conclusions about the young Asian American vote. But Brown says there's still a big takeaway.
Whether it's among whites or African Americans, that Bernie Sanders does significantly better among the youngest voters in the Democratic primary.
And maybe there are two other takeaways. One, no racial group is a monolith. And two, young people can disagree with their parents regardless of their race. Sam Sanders, no relation. NPR News, Washington.